Well, yes, indeed. It's that time again. Never shaken, always chilled, Tom Dunn joins us now to talk about the week in music. And this week, Tom, you had confirmation of good news for the fans of the Rolling Stones and Rubber Lips himself. If ever, Tom, there was a Duracell bunny, it's Mick
He's
Jagger.
He's the man, isn't he?
It's Mick Jagger.
I mean, in the 60s and the 70s, you would have held him up as the poster boy to how not live your life and that they're all going to end up dying prematurely. But in reality, here they are, touring around the world, still putting in long shifts at the coalface of rock and looking great on it, considering their ages.
Now, we had the story out before that Aiken Promotions had announced the 17th of May, Croker, a fourth gig, but there was this issue of they had to apply for planning permission.
Yes.
The hot news is...
planning permission has been granted. I think the gig is actually in August, though, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
I think so. Did I get that right?
All right. 17th of May, I have on my sheet.
I'm not sure. Is it really? I'm not sure.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Is it really? That's what it says here.
It's as close as that. Well, mentally, yes. I just thought it was
further down the road. There's three other gigs as well.
Yeah, okay. Right. I don't know how I got confused.
Okay.
It is going ahead.
Tom,
it is
when
the
you
date.
Get confused, I just go to pieces.
Yes,
here.
It is the date you said. Firstly, I think I'm one of those people.
It's called the No Filter Tour, which is kind of appropriate the way we're discussing.
Yes.
But the point is this, are there restrictions?
Huge restrictions, and I find them hard to get my head around. Firstly, all construction and putting up a stage and everything else that goes with it has to be taking place between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. Sound checks can only take place between 11 and 8 p.m. Can last no longer than 3 hours. There are 2 days set aside for rehearsals and music must end by 11 o'clock on the night of the gig. But what really gets my interest is the noise limit. The noise limit has been set at 75 decibels.
For the concert itself?
I presume this must be outside the ground because the noise level for a busker is set at 80 decibels. So you can't say the Rolling Stones are going to be more quiet than a busker. And I was looking at other noise levels. A motorbike is 100 decibels. And this conversation we're having is 60 decibels. That's
right.
The normal level of a conversation. So it must be outside the ground. It must be
That'd be in Terranure. You know what I mean?
It sounds a bit crazy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There is a package with this gig I think might appeal to you. You can get two.
Well, you know, I have great mates, Peter McKenna.
Well,
they're very good to me up in Croker.
Well, let's see.
And, you know, they do. I tell you what, I've never seen lamb chops done as
really?
Well with that red wine. Oh, it's fantastic. Oh. In the
they
box, you know,
would. Hopefully, they would.
And you get a great close up view of the band.
Well,
you know.
You'll be getting, if they give you this package, you'll be getting a very close up view
okay.
of the band. Two premium tickets, priority entrance, pre show hospitality, meet and greet the band, photos with the band, and as you're leaving I'll give you a bag of merchandise.
How do you.
You
win that?
You don't win it. You just pay 20,000 for it.
Is that what it's meant?
20,000. Isn't that incredible?
Who gets the 20 grand?
The band.
All right.
Yeah, they're the ones.
That's the kind of VIP.
That's
extra
the, yes.
premium elite.
What do you think of that?
All right. Your gig of the week, Tom. Not for God. Okay, that was Tom's gig of the week. And it's not just one, it's 5 nights at Vicar Street. That was Alphabet Soup, Bell X1. Tell me about this band. Are they Dublin?
Dublin band. Well, more Kildare actually than Dublin.
Okay.
They're celebrating 20 years, 5 night residency. They're varying it every night. Last night was the first of the 5 nights and a man called Damien Rice got up on stage with them. Now, Damien Rice and Bell X1 were the same band at one point. When they started life 20 years ago, they were called Juniper. Damien Rice was the singer with them. And then they recorded an album and loads of money spent on it. Mike Hedges, the producer, a big name producer, and they didn't like it. And that's a very brave thing to do, to stand back from it and go, this isn't us, and they wouldn't release it and walked away from it. So Damien went off and eventually became very, very, very successful in his own right. But Bell X1 also became very successful. I think that's quite unusual that you have two real talents in the one band who can go on and become two separate bands. They're much loved. They've done 7 studio albums. I think if they were in any other country in the world, they would have been massive. There's a problem with Ireland to do with geography. There's only so many people in the country, and to get off the island and play to other people is a big deal, and you've costs involved that English bands don't have and American bands don't have, and I think it limits people in their success.
Okay. They're an acoustic trio, are they?
Well, no, they were a full-on rock band, but okay, they will perform acoustically, and one of the
because
last nights...
Because one of the things that we're looking at is it's not the same performance each night.
No, it's not. Last
so
night...
So the real hardcore fans can go each night and get something different.
Absolutely.
Tell us about it.
So last night was Neither Am I, which is an album, and that's where that was a seated gig, and that's where Damien Rice performed. Tonight is the album that made them, Music and Mouth, and it was their second album, and it was the first album that really put them on the charts. It was a sensational album. Alphabet Soup, that you just heard, was on it, and loads of absolutely great songs. And then since then, they signed to Universal. Flock was the album at Universal, so that's a great album too. Greatest Hits on Saturday night, and then acoustic has become a big thing, because if you want to play in venues and you want to keep your costs down, an acoustic version of what you do is essential, and most bands have that in their repertoire and are able to do it, and it's a different, it's a more intimate performance, and it's, you catch what people say between songs, and it's just it can be a nicer experience for a lot of people. So that's what they're going to do on Sunday night. Great band.
Okay, well, it's all this week, running through to Sunday the 25th of March. Bellex fans are celebrating 20 years with Five Nights residency at Vicar Street. Let's move on to your album of the week. All these years I never asked why. All the tears I never could cry. You don't miss the water till the well runs dry. Okay, that was, of course, the stunning Heads Are Gonna Roll. It's their new album, or is it new? Twice Around the World. Explain, Tom.
Right, the Stunning were one of the biggest bands back in the day. Their first album, Paradise in the Picture House, went to number one. The second album, which was called Once Around the World, went to number one as well. And then geography again plays a part. So far you can go in Ireland, and at some point they threw their hands up and thought, even though we've sold 100,000 records in this country, it's not going the way we want. So they split up the band, reformed a few years later, and they do some gigs here as The Stunning and some gigs as The Walls, which are the two lads in the band. But The Stunning are having a bit of a moment, so they've re-recorded that second album. It was called Once Around the World, and now it's called Twice Around the World. And the reason you re-record things is that whoever you record it with in the first place owns that recording, and if there's money to be made, they're getting half of it. And there is a point where you start thinking, why am I giving this record label that I've nothing to do with anymore, okay, half the money? So if you can re-record it, it's a great thing to do, but it's very difficult, because you very often will lose the magic. There's a certain you in the studio for the first time in your early 20s, full of beans. You can hear it in your voice. To try and get that magic across is difficult, but they do it. I think it's a brilliant re-recording of the first album.
And so
second album.
It for those fans of The Stunning, it's the same material though.
It is, but it has
there's
been,
no new tracks on
it. No, there are. Carry the Fire, which is a Walls track from 2012, is in there, and Brighten Up My Life and Always You are in there as well. So they have changed it, and it's freshened up, and I'm telling you, it's working for them. It's currently number one in the iTunes charts, and I'm urging people to go and buy physical copies of it after this show, because if they continue to buy it in the numbers they are, it'll be the number one album in Ireland this week. I think that's brilliant for them after all this time.
Fair play to The Stunning.
So
all right,
do it.
Your tip of the week is, and I want to ask you about the charts and Top of the Pops related to my day, but first of all, let's take a listen to this. Jealousy, tiny snakes into the sea, swimming through sick lullabies, choking on your alibis. But it's just the price I pay. Destiny is calling me. Open up my eager eyes, 'cause I'm Mr. Brightside. That's ideal music to put on a loop if you're on a treadmill, because it kind of has a flow to it that just keeps you banging it out. It's Mr. Brightside by The Killers. Tom, why is that your pick of the week?
It's the song that won't go away. It's current. It was released in 2004, I think, is when it first got its release, and currently it's on its 200th consecutive week in the
Nearly
top 100.
Nearly 4 years. Yeah,
4 years it's been in the charts. It absolutely won't go. It is the, of all the songs that were released before 2010, It's the highest streaming song of all those songs. So it's streamed more than the Beatles and Queen and the Rolling Stones and everyone else who was massive before 2010. It's the most streamed song. And it's just, it's phenomenal to have a song with this kind of
longevity.
Tale. Longevity.
Okay.
It's incredible.
And they're performing in the RDS this year.
Well, this is the thing about them. They perform, their gigs are brilliant, but they haven't had a top 10 single since 2008.
So why would they need a new one when they've got the same old stuff?
You wonder why they even bothered, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, but why this song of all songs? Why is it such a song that won't go away? What is it about it?
Tell me this. In my misspent youth, I used to follow Larry Gogan and the charts.
Yes.
Top of the Pops on a Thursday night on BBC. Listen to Radio Luxembourg and the charts. And is that all gone now?
It isn't gone. There is still a chart, but nobody pays that much attention to it. I don't know if there is still a chart rundown, for instance, in the UK. I'm not really sure.
And do they
sure.
still have radio programmes? The BBC no longer does it? The Top of the Pops and all that?
Top of the Pops is absolutely gone. It has the occasional moment where people talk about bringing it back, but no, it's all on the internet.
Why is that?
It's all on the internet. The idea of waiting Sunday.
But you see, the reason I ask you that is that you're conscious of, you know, go out and buy the stunning and it'll become the top of whatever album, and you're talking about this. You're conscious of charts.
We are. There's still a chart released every week and there's still the best-selling records of the year. They're all compiled, but people find the information out very quickly. The idea of tuning into a show to find it out, that's gone.
It's
on the internet.
It's in the same with a newspaper deadline of once every 24 hours is just redundant now.
Absolutely. But it's still big to know.
So charts still exist, but Top of the Pops doesn't.
Absolutely, yeah.
And what about Larry Gogo?
I have to tell you my Larry Gogan story.
Yeah.
The first time I ever heard Something Happens, my band being played by Larry, was one of the defining moments of my life. And he played it in the top 10 and he said of it, Forget Your Arduous Song, sounds like it's going to go all the way. And we tuned in the next week and we sat through the entire top 30 and we finally got to number one. We realised it was gone from the top 30 completely. it had gone all the way out of the charts.
Oh dear. All right, Tom Dunn, our refresher. Thank you for putting me right on Top of the Pops and so much more. Talk to you again next week, Tom.